Hello, welcome back. We are continuing with emotions. We have done joy, we have done sadness, we have done anger, and we're bringing this lens of gratitude toward all of those, which some, as I've said, it might feel counterintuitive to bring gratitude toward anger, toward sadness. And it's not saying just because we're being grateful for those moments that we have to dwell in them and try and recreate them. There are certainly moments where if there's sadness, we might want to shift out of it. If there's anger, we might not want to react to it. But it doesn't mean that we can't bring a quality of appreciation for the capacity to experience sadness, the capacity to experience anger. And even in those moments, typically, the more we fight against it, the more we get angry that it's there, the more it's going to push back on us and cause more suffering. So we just look at this very logically. The power of gratitude is to soften the tension between what we want to be here and what is actually here. And from there, we're just in a better space to respond most appropriately and not beat ourselves up for having a certain experience. You're human. It's normal. Give yourself permission to be human. That is the biggest gift that you can give yourself, to not constantly be so caught up in this judgment and incessant rumination around, why am I having this experience? What's wrong with me? This is ruining my life. When we shift the lens that we're experiencing something with, the experience itself changes. So that's my long prelude for this meditation today, which will be dropping into the experience of wonder and awe. So let's settle in, inviting the eyes to close if that feels comfortable. Taking a nice deep breath. Helping the jaw to soften, releasing any muscles that may be tense in the face, the shoulders, the back, the belly. Reflecting on the last time that you experienced a sense of awe, a sense of wonder, a feeling like the experience was of something much bigger than yourself. Maybe you didn't have language for, but it touched you, your heart, in a deeper place, an expansive place. And it could be just the experience of nature. It could be the experience of kindness from another person and the awe toward them. And feel what it's like to touch into that place. And however that shows up for you in this reflection, see if you can drop that into your own internal experience of what's happening right here in your own mind and your own body. So it may be a sense of awe or wonder for the breath, you know, this thing that's just happening. We're not forcing it to happen. We're borrowing something from the outside world. It's coming into our body, nourishing us, keeping us alive, and then we offer something back out. And there's this dynamic exchange between inner and outer. Or the awe or wonder of being able to think or to feel. Imagine not having that capacity Where does this come from? How did it develop? How has evolution been so nuanced to provide us with the capacity to think, to touch, to sense, to have joy, to have sadness? And you get to experience it here. Right here. You don't have to go somewhere. You don't have to go in a machine. You don't have to experience some virtual reality. Your reality right here is incredible. So take some moments just to experience the journey of this mind, this body, the vastness of it, the details of it. And we'll come to the end of our meditation in a bit. And just a couple things to keep in mind as you go throughout your day. You know, if you're like me, awe and wonder, they don't actually come as easily to me. I often tend to want to focus on what's next, what I'm excited about, the future. And so when something good is happening, the experience of wonder isn't as readily available to me as it is to other people. But I've found that being able to drop in, to tune in, to reflect on like, wow, this really is a precious moment. Or I've been going the whole day without the awareness that I'm breathing and the body's just still breathing. Right? It can be very easy to get caught up in our to-dos and what's next and all the places we're trying to get. And all of that is well and good and we want to have goals and we want to have a future orientation. But it's often in service of some higher well-being and to get to that point where then we can be grateful for what we have. And there's a lot right here that we can bring that awe, wonder, and gratitude toward. So today, tune into those moments of awe and wonder and see if you can appreciate the capacity to have awe and wonder as well. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Until then, take care.